USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Vice President Kamala Harris told CBS's 60 Minutes that the U.S. has no intention of sending troops to Gaza. She said that the Biden administration supports Israel's right to defend itself, but also said Palestinians deserve equal measures of safety and security. So does the Israel-Hamas war put Ukraine-Russia on the back burner?
We are as committed to Ukraine as we've always been, to authorize additional aid to defend itself against Russia's unprovoked aggression. That is not going to waver.
Thousands on both sides of the Israel-Hamas conflict have been killed since that surprise attack on Israel earlier this month. The United Auto Workers Union growing its strike against GM shortly after the union announced a tentative deal with Stellantis over the weekend. The UAW said it will order roughly 4,000 workers to walk out of GM's Spring Hill assembly plant in Tennessee. The auto workers have been on strike since September 15th. The weekend before Halloween endured several mass shootings in the U.S. that left at least 11 people dead, 76 injured. The Gun Violence Archive reporting that between Friday and Sunday, 12 mass shootings took place. The GVA defines mass shootings where at least 4 people are injured or killed. Many of those shootings occurred in large crowds early Sunday morning. Long lines and rising sales, crowded stores have been a scene at gun shops throughout Maine since Thursday morning, when stores opened for the first time since mass shootings in Lewiston Wednesday night that resulted in 18 deaths. Tony Lewis, the owner of T&K Tactical in Augusta, said he did more business Thursday than I did all of last month. This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Sticking with how they named each episode, the co-creators of Friends are calling Matthew Perry's death the one where our hearts are broken. Executive producer Kevin Bright, along with co-creators Marta Kaufman and David Crane, released a joint statement referring to the 54-year-old actor who played Chandler Bing as always the funniest person in the room, as well as the sweetest. Perry was found dead in his hot tub at home in Pacific Palisades on Saturday. The official cause of death has not been determined. Mark your calendars. Open enrollment for health care insurance under the Affordable Care Act starts this week. Whether you're new or renewing your plan, you can sign up starting Wednesday, November 1st. A record 16.3 million people signed up through the health insurance marketplace last year. You can browse plan options and prices. Find the plan that's right for you at healthcare.gov. Open enrollment ends December 15th. From a $20 million budget to a $78 million box office weekend, Five Nights at Freddy's shattered expectations, topping the weekend movie numbers. The movie released in theaters, also streaming on Peacock. The record-breaking Taylor Swift The Eras Tour dropped to number 2 with $14 million after becoming the first concert film to top the box office in back-to-back weeks. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.